When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Rain Man's curse. Wept terror in a jail cell. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a quiet corner of America, a place where the rhythms of small-town life typically proceed without interruption. We are heading to Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, in the unassuming spring of 1983. Here, within the confines of a seemingly ordinary county jail, a phenomenon so bizarre, so utterly impossible, and so terrifyingly consistent would unfold, forcing hardened law enforcement, skeptical medical professionals, and devout clergy to confront a reality that defied all reason. The man in cell number 5 had become a conduit for pure, unadulterated supernatural chaos, bringing with him the chilling presence of indoor rain. This is the confounding case of Don Decker, the Rain Man. Don Decker was a man whose life, prior to these events, was unremarkable, marked by the typical struggles of a working-class existence. He was a parolee, and in February of 1983, he was arrested for a minor offense, a petty theft, which led to his incarceration at the Monroe County Jail in Stroudsburg. He was not a man known for flights of fancy, nor for a history of mental instability that would suggest elaborate delusions. His story, however, would become one of the most uniquely terrifying and widely attested poltergeist cases in modern history. The bizarre phenomena actually began before Don's incarceration, immediately following a profound personal tragedy. Don's grandfather had recently passed away, and during the wake, at a relative's home in Wilkes Barre, strange things began to happen. Unexplained noises echoed through the house, objects would inexplicably fly across rooms, and an oppressive, chilling atmosphere descended. These initial events were unsettling, but confined to the chaos of grief and a family gathering. But the true, impossible horror began when Don returned to his friend Bobby's home, and then escalated dramatically upon his arrest and confinement. Soon after Don Decker found himself behind bars in the Monroe County Jail, a phenomenon began that defied all logic and sent shivers down the spines of everyone who witnessed it. Without warning, or any discernible source, rain began to fall indoors. Not a drip, not a leak from a faulty pipe, but a steady, cold downpour, materializing from thin air directly above Don Decker. It would saturate his jail cell, soaking his clothes, his bed, and the floor. Yet the rest of the jail remained perfectly dry. The jail staff, initially incredulous, immediately launched an investigation. They checked the pipes, the ceiling, the ventilation system. They moved Don to different cells, hoping to find a structural explanation. But wherever Don Decker was, the impossible rain followed. If he was moved to a holding cell, it rained there. If he was brought to the jail office for questioning, water would mysteriously begin to fall from the ceiling directly above him, leaving everything else dry. The rain was cold, sometimes icy, and it came with no warning, no visible clouds, no logical source. It was a localized, impossible weather system, seemingly tied to the man himself. The jail staff, hardened professionals accustomed to the mundane realities of incarceration, were utterly bewildered, then genuinely terrified. Lieutenant Dave Kuiper, a seasoned police officer, personally witnessed the phenomenon. He described the rain as cold and clean, materializing from nowhere. Sergeant John Rundle, equally perplexed, confirmed the impossible occurrences. The police, unable to explain the physical reality of water appearing from thin air, were forced to confront something beyond their understanding. As the phenomena escalated, the jail authorities, desperate for answers, sought help from external sources. They contacted local clergy. Reverend William J. Blackburn, a local minister, was among the first religious figures to witness the bizarre indoor rain. He, too, saw it materialize, soaking everything around Don, defying all reason. He tried to rationalize it, to find a scientific explanation, but eventually his skepticism crumbled. Recognizing the spiritual implications, other clergy were brought in, including Reverend George Depew, a minister from a nearby prison ministry. These men of faith, witnessing the impossible downpours firsthand, joined the chorus of bewildered witnesses. The rain was not the only manifestation. The unique poltergeist activity that followed Don Decker intensified. Objects around him would move, often with violent force. Beds would shake uncontrollably. Doors would slam shut on their own. In one terrifying incident, Don Decker himself was reportedly thrown across a room, his body propelled by an unseen force. The pervasive, sickening odor of foul smells, particularly a putrid, rotten stench or the smell of sulfur, would accompany these manifestations, overwhelming any other odors in the confined jail. The presence felt intelligent, malevolent, and increasingly aggressive. Don Decker, amidst his own terror and bewilderment, provided his own explanation. He claimed he was possessed by a demon. He attributed the inexplicable occurrences to this entity that had taken hold of him. He believed the haunting was linked to his recently deceased grandfather, whose spirit, or perhaps a demon angered by some past act, had found a way to torment him. He stated that the entity was a vengeful force, clinging to him and unleashing its chaos as a form of torment. The clergy, particularly Reverend Blackburn and Reverend Depew, convinced by the evidence of the impossible rain and the other violent phenomena, decided a spiritual intervention was necessary. They attempted to perform an exorcism or deliverance prayers right there in the jail. During these attempts, Decker would reportedly thrash violently, his voice changing, his body contorting, as if an unseen struggle was raging within him. The air in the room would grow heavy, the inexplicable cold would intensify, and the odors would become unbearable. The demons, it seemed, were resisting expulsion. The climax of the case occurred when the priests, recognizing a particularly stubborn resistance, invoked stronger prayers and a more direct confrontation. They commanded the demon to cease its torment. After a grueling session, the poltergeist activity, including the impossible indoor rain, reportedly ceased. Don Decker seemed to be released from the oppressive influence. He was transferred to a state prison later, where the phenomena did not recur, suggesting the exorcism, or spiritual intervention, had been successful. The Don Decker Rain Man case quickly gained notoriety in paranormal circles, becoming one of the most uniquely documented poltergeist cases due to the sheer number of credible law enforcement witnesses to the impossible indoor rain. For skeptics, the events remain a baffling mystery, perhaps a psychological anomaly or a complex hoax, though the number of consistent witnesses to such a physically impossible phenomenon makes outright dismissal difficult. For believers, it stands as powerful evidence of intelligent, malevolent entities capable of manipulating the physical world and the terrifying reality of demonic possession. What truly plagued Don Decker in that Pennsylvania jail cell, dear listeners? Was it a profound form of psychokinesis, an unconscious manifestation of his own deep-seated trauma and grief after his grandfather's death, capable of willing water from thin air? Or was it, as he claimed, a genuine demonic possession, a malevolent entity that chose a confined space and a vulnerable human as a stage for its chaotic, chilling power? The terrifying implication is that the unseen world can break through the boundaries of our physical reality, bringing with it not just whispers, but actual downpours, a chilling testament to its power. And sometimes, its greatest trick is to make the impossible rain. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.